LLC and Chad Buchholz Bank Midwest Mortgage. See you at the show on January 27th.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 847, and it is time to bring in, our good friend Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning, how are you?
I'm quite well, and you?
So have you made it through this Arctic blast okay?
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, the older I get, the less I appreciate this.
I am totally with you on that.
Yeah, it seems just a little colder every time it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really time to rethink my retirement plans to someplace warm.
Well, hopefully, it's done here for, another day before we get another blast this weekend, but... You know, by the end of this weekend, through the end of this month, things are going to be okay, Greg. So there we are.
If we can get through this week, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
All right. So the Lyon County History Center, in fact, Lisa Soler will be in during our chat program here this morning to talk about quilts, and there's a reason for that, Greg.
Well, there is a reason. She'll be on at 10 o'clock on the radio there with Linda Wilson, who is a member of the Quilting Guild, and they will be talking all things quilts, which ties us into, there are two quilt shows going on. The Emporia Arts Center has a Kansas quilt show. These are quilts from the area people, and it's a really nice display of the handiwork of our local citizens. That's on, will be going on till the 27th of this month. That's at the Arts Council. We also have a Crazy Love, Crazy Quilt exhibit that is all things crazy quilts. They look similar, but they're all very different. In fact, we have one that honors Civil War veterans. Really a very unique quilt. That's up on the wall right now. So that is going on with all things quilts.
Well, quilting is quite an art, and you mentioned there... I think there's a number of quilting guilds here in Emporia. I think three in the county, if I'm not mistaken. I could be, though. But I believe there are three of them, and they all do just great work, too. So, and
they really do. In fact, the Flint Hills Quilt Guild comes in to our place every Thursday and works on a variety of quilt projects for us. Lovely people. We enjoy seeing them around here.
Well, and see, we just hope that this art of quilting is passed on from generation to generation. They're always trying to recruit, the younger folks, and hopefully they can get their daughters and granddaughters or grandsons involved in quilting.
Right. My grandmother was a quilter, and I have several of hers in my possession, and it's quite a cherished heirloom that was passed on.
All right, so that's going on at the Emporia Arts Center the Arts Center has one going on, too, along with the Lyon County History Center. Well, what about the deadline for submitting to the Ad Astra show, Greg?
So the Ad Astra Art Show, this is the second year for that. We've extended the deadline because of the weather, and also the deadline for submitting art for that particular show is January 23rd at 4 o'clock. So if you have something that demonstrates Kansas art, please come by and we'll check it out for you. Maybe we can get it included in our show. And then on January 27th, we are going to have two things, the opening for that Ad Astra Art Show and the annual Kansas Birthday Bash. So there'll be art, there'll be refreshments, we'll even have some small animals from the David Traylor Zoo. These will be animals that represent Kansas animals, not necessarily bison. The bison was uncooperative, and so we were going to have to go with smaller creatures. But we are looking forward to that as well, celebrating the great state of Kansas birthday.
And the birthday is what? Actually, it's on the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. That is Kansas Day.
Yes, Kansas Day is the 29th of January, but because that is a Monday, we're on January 27th, a Saturday, we're having the annual birthday bash here at the History Center.
All right, so what else might be in the hopper for the History Center in the near future?
We're going to do things with the Emporia Public Library.
Oh, great.
The David Traylor Zoo. We work with 70 different organizations in Emporia, So if we get bored, we can always find somebody to join with us. So well we said. Have lots of things planned. We're going to revisit the Won't You Be My Neighbor speaking series when it gets warmer. And so lots of things in the hopper. Of course, every day we're open. The kids' area is open, so we always like to see and hear the little feet come traipsing through. And, of course, we have the second floor, all the exhibits open and ready to go. So it's never boring here. It's never static. We're always moving, trying to get things done and represent the best we can for the history of this area.
And I believe the state of Kansas will be 163 here this year.
Okay.
163, that is correct, because we were founded January 29th, 1861.
And this also is a leap year, right? I believe it is, isn't it?
It is a leap year, so there will be 29 days in February this year.
All right. Well, we pretty much covered the gamut with that, I think, here this morning. So let's talk about the History Center, your hours down there, Greg.
So the hours here at the History Center, normal hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are open and ready for the public any and all those days. So if you just want to come and visit, you just want to bring your kids to the kids' area, come on down. And if you have any questions, you can always call us at 620-340-6310.
And what about becoming a member of the History Center, Greg?
So if you would like to be a member of the Lyon County Historical Society, there are memberships available for individuals and memberships available for families. So if you want to be a part of that, come on down. We'll hook you up with the paperwork for that. Or if you have, again, if you have questions, you can go to our website, explorelyoncounty.org, or call us at 340-6310.
Sounds pretty doggone good to me. Greg, thanks.
Thank you both, and stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm out there. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Ron, before we close down, and I apologize, but we've had another school that's having to close because of a water main break. This one happens to be Hartford High School. So they started as scheduled here this morning, but they have a water line break, no water. So right now they're about set to start letting kids out here in the next 5 minutes, and buses will be running accordingly. Hartford High, Burlingame District-wide, Meredithine Elementary, all closed due to water line issues today.
All right. Thanks for that update. More coming from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and on our social media platforms and at KVOE.com. It's 8:54.
The first Granada show of the year brings legendary singer-songwriter, international touring recording artist, and Emporia native Kelly Hunt to the historic Emporia Granada Theater Saturday, January 20th.
My glory days, I believe.
Enjoy an evening of soulful musical magic with the Kelly Hunt Acoustic Quintet. Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $20. Buyers online at EmporiaGranada.com. Call 342-3342 or through the Granada Theater box office, 805 commercial.
Feeling worried that it's all gone.